born to be a fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. All North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to wop and lay. But I ain't a turning back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Walking due south out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So wreck me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey,
like it. the bone.
Voting if you did. That was Who Knows? Live by Upstate with a very long ending, but a beautiful song. And before that was Wagon Wheel by Old Crow Medicine Show. Now we will take you to another world.
Sprinkle, 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 sprinkle.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Ruff.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood. And it's decompostable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and even rivers.
Ha 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 ha!
Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river.
Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
Wow.
Wow, where did those voices come from?
I don't know.
That was a great dog.
It was almost primal.
I know. Is it outside?
Do you pre-record those? Is that how that one works?
Yeah, I think it is.
Wow. Sounds really professional. I mean, whoever did that, great job.
Wow.
I actually want to try something out to do, see if we can... Actually, you guys keep talking for a second.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll spitball for a second.
What else we got? What else do we do on New Year's every year?
Oh, she got it.
Never mind. We're not talking.
What do you got?
I got this. No.
Oh.
It's not working.
I know everyone's on the edge of the seat, edge of their seat here.
I certainly am.
3, 2, 1.
That was so. Okay. It was beautiful.
Oh, man.
It was beautiful.
That was excellent. Whatever it was supposed to be, I am astounded.
You know what? Maybe we'll get it on the next try.
Right. Excellent.
We have any stories, or should we go back to Julian Welch?
Let's
hear some Julian Welch. Yeah, all right. Love that.
Look at Miss Ohio.
Miss Ohio, she's running around with her rag top down. She says I want to do right, but not right now. I'm gonna drive to Atlanta and live out this fantasy of running around with a rag tap down. Yeah, I want to do right, but not right now. Had you run regimental soldier, and mama starts pushing that wedding gown. Yeah, you wanna do right, but not right now. Oh, me, oh my, oh, would you look at Miss Ohio? She's a running around with a rag top down. She says I wanna do right, but not right
Sedona by Houndmouth. Before that was Look at Miss Ohio by Jillian Welch. Does anyone actually remember seeing Houndmouth?
I was not there that year. They're now, so I wish I'd seen them. They're now one of my favorite bands, but apparently they weren't great when they played at Green River.
I think I'm messing something up now looking at the history of it.
Like they had
some, like,
I don't know if I was there when they played.
So their best, in my opinion, I think one of their best albums was out in 2015, Little Neon Limelight. That would have been out by the time they played there. Unfortunately, I was not around to see it, but they are now a great band. Their record, 2021, Good For You, excellent album.
They have some great stuff.
They actually, fun fact, small worlds here, they played in Denver this past September with, drumroll please, do you know who they played with? Michael Franti.
No way! Yeah. Everyone knows each other.
Did you see them?
I really wanted to see them, but it was 21 plus, so unfortunately, could not go. But it's crazy. There's so many bands that play with each other like that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I have a question for you guys. I feel like it's getting to that time of night. It's 12:20 p.m. Mm-hmm. By the way.
A.M.
A.M. By the way,
it's the afternoon.
It is that time of night.
I often said that the sun sets around here at 12:20 p.m. So
yeah,
that's true.
You know, it looks like it outside.
That's why I thought that. Mm-hmm. Well, I was gonna ask, kind of a big question. Sorry, now the anticipation is like really high.
I'm really
last time. Got, yeah. You better.
Oh man, you know what? How about instead of my question, I play.
I want to hear the question.
Oh, yeah, now we got it.
Wow.
It's not one or the other.
At the start.
The goal, let's get it on. Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one. With coke and the dollar bill stems and crack
capsules. Yeah, wow. That's what I was trying to do.
That's pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Very cool.
Ghostface still
with us live.
Still waiting on that question, though.
Wow. What's
that
about to be? We brought him in for a half second there.
Yeah.
We did.
You know what? I'll leave this on a cliffhanger. I'll ask the question after the break.
Wow.
The Bullet by The Devil Makes Three.
Thank you.
me, and we were dancing to the bury me.
For those of you who've been drinking tonight, I hope this song brings you some solace tomorrow. I'd had a bad night. I mean, a night so bad I thought I was king of the world. And I drank till daylight. I mean, I never stopped once until my hands finally fell. And I fought my daytime self with a mighty dose of, hey, look at nighttime me. And I never do win that battle, but I fight it over and over and over, it seems. And I saw an old man smiling on a park bench feeding the pigeons. My head was spinning, and as my young body ached, I wished for an old man's vision. And I watched the way he moved, slow, serene, and lucky to be alive. Thought to myself, I'm never gonna make it that far with too many more nights like last night. And I'd rather be 75 and sunny than acting like I'm 17 and freezing again. I'd rather be up early in the morning than up late at night again, erasing memories of where I've been. Or to be through at 52 someday, stone-faced and bleary-eyed. You better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment's growing bigger by and by. I got a best friend. She don't drink or smoke like I've been known to. She's got religion. She's a one-woman dynamo and lights up every room she goes to. She says the light that's there won't go nowhere, no way. She don't spend every second smiling, but she learning something exciting every day. She'd rather be 75 and sunny than 29 with a chance of showers all the time. She'd rather be old as dirt than new as any $9 bottle of wine. Or to be thought at 35, mama stone with her back to the wind. You better believe she's living for the moment, but her moment is the whole damn thing. See these spin kids, double wide-eyed, rolling and rolling and tumbling. They're roaming in inches, taking a high dive approach and screaming towards the water. Their hearts race a million miles as they buy another smile from a jar. Their bodies are screaming for the water, and you know, I just hope they can make it that far. I hope they're 75 and sunny, not 29 with a chance of flurries all the time. I hope we're all old as dirt, not new as every $25 ride that we try. Or to be thought at 35, Mama Stone, with our backs to the wind. You better believe I'm living for the moment, but my moment, son's the whole damn thing. And I say I'd rather be 75. Oh, how nice. How easy for me to say. I've never broken a bone in my life, let alone had my heart or a hip replaced. And I keep this furious pace, and I still feel so good and strong. And I do get tempted for a taste, just a taste, to keep me going, 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 going.
And that was 75 and Sunny by Ryan Montbleu. Before that was The Bullet by The Devil Makes Three. Okay, I'll say my question for you all now, which I still don't know if I fully worded it right, but it's 12:30 a.m., so, you know, maybe it's not the time for perfectly worded questions. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering if you all think that you were affected growing up with such a close group of family friends. If yes, how so? And how has it made you into the person you are today?
Can I just say, perfectly worded questions would be a great title for a show around
that's the world.
That's true. That's a good one.
Yeah. Take good notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yes, first of all. my first answer is yes. I think if you think about from a pure time standpoint, we never really saw each other more than like once a month, maybe once every 2 months.
Sure.
But like when we did, nothing changed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like we could go like 2, 4, even like 6 months without the group of us being together. But when we did come right back and like hang out with each other, it was like,
yeah,
it was like we had seen each other yesterday. You know what I mean? Like it was always that kind of vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's even like that now with one by one, you guys all went to college and yeah. We're the only ones left,
yeah.
But it's still normal. It's
yeah.
Still
shout out to the two that were missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the siblings.
My little brother.
Yeah.
Of course, my sister. Of course, it's the younger siblings that were missing.
Mr. and Sadie. They had to go to bed early.
How dare they be tired.
We miss you. Next time you have to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real.
For sure. Yeah. That was such a wholesome answer. I mean, but also being competitive is
that's true.
We have to mention.
That's
oh, yeah.
True.
From card games to Ticket to Ride, I think. It's always been a very competitive.
To Salad Bowl.
Oh, ooh, very
salad
true.
Salad
Bowl
is good, yeah.
But yeah, no, picking up where, like, I don't know. I don't know the last time I saw y'all.
Yeah.
But, like, here we are tonight. Mm-hmm. And I think that's... That's poetic, frankly.
It is.
That it is, yeah.
I don't know. Did you say this on air or just when we were first talking about it? But Thea said that it's like we're all cousins.
Yeah.
That feels... I mean, we never had cousins that were close to our age.
All our cousins are big.
So it does feel like that's pretty true.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Shout out to my Trumpy cousin.
We also, like... Did you... You all must have done this too, no. But when we were growing up, we'll not be Trumpy. No, when we were growing up, like,
<No way. laughs>
we called your parents like aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't think this, but we definitely did.
Yes.
Maybe. I can't remember. To be honest,
yeah, Jackie and Uncle Clay.
I
don't know about Uncle Clay. No, we didn't do
that. Wait, not Jody. Not
Jody off Knox, topic, but like, there was one time that we were trying to say Jackie and Clay, like we're going to see Jackie and Clay, mm-hmm. and my dad said Clacky and Jay. And like, it's because it's to the point that we like don't even call them Jackie and Clay anymore. Whenever we say, we're always like, we're going to see Clacky and Jay.
No, shout out to the family names.
Yeah.
JCDC, CeeLo's, and Sugar Bros.
Sugar Bros.
Sugar Bros.
Yeah.
So good.
Wow. Well, those were good answers.
Yeah, great question.
I'm glad that we are all together now. And yeah. And I also, oh, this is what I was going to say, is that it's really sweet, I think, that we not only when we come together, like, we're like, oh, this is fun. We actually, I feel like we pretty often talk about our plans for the future and yeah. our kids, who will true. Also be family friends with each other.
Our kids are going go to be Green River. Besties. Yeah,
yeah and truly. They're going to form a band together.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a fact.
We're going to require it of them.
No, we're going to be industry them. Babies. Yep.
They're going to be
from the beginning.
What is it called? Nepotism babies?
My baby.
I feel like you have... I feel like that requires us to be successful, which is like a lot of pressure on us.
You know, I think we can do it.
Okay,
we're on the radio now. We got 25 listeners.
Love still 25?
Wow.
Thank you guys. Let me refresh it. We actually, our next song is, okay, we got 21 listeners. Love you all.
Shout out to our four who dropped.
We are going to play our next song for someone who DJ chatted in, which is still an option for everyone out there. Mm. Chiming if you're still listening.
He is not, unfortunately.
Okay, well. This person said, how about some camp? They were supposed to play Green River in 2020, right? And the answer is,
well,
maybe.
We have fact-checked that, and we are unsure whether... They may have been lined up to play or something along the lines of that. They were not on the official 2020.
Tragically, either way, 2020 was supposed to be stacked.
2020 was supposed to be really good. We had The Head and the Heart. Oh, we had Mount Joy. We had Billy Strings. I mean, it was supposed to be a good year. It was lined up to be a good year.
Would have been a good year.
And you add camp to that, and that's just...
Anything could have happened,
unbeatable.
Really.
Insane.
I mean, it would have been magical. The problem,
I worry with putting too many... I guess a lot of these bands weren't big at this time, but I worry it would have become a tourist trap. Like, I do worry that's going to happen.
Do I hear
wouldn't
you
Wouldn't it be funny?
I'm not gay. You know what? Maybe, you know what? Maybe a little bit. I'll admit to that. I will, yeah. I will, yeah.
And no, some things,
I'll admit to that one.
I feel like they should
hot
do
take,
some
maybe something
things should be gatekept. Yeah, I am on board
agree.
With that. Yeah,
I mean, I'll think about it. But
I mean, Green
you know,
River Fest
so,
can't be
maybe
too
so.
Big, you know.
It'll lose its charm.
Good old fairgrounds.
yeah.
I know. I dream of the day we return to the
me too.
Greenfield College
oh my God.
Field.
That hill.
As we learned,
rolling down the hill, they're different. Yeah. And oh, do you guys remember? You guys remember we used to have those. The Aerobee frisbee that we used to throw, that would go so far, and we just
that's
the trapeze artists.
It now just feels like a dream.
No hot air balloons at the fairgrounds too.
That's sad. It's sad.
Just like half the fun.
Yeah.
We actually this year I had an interesting experience. So it turns out that my friend from college is with the son of the person who the son of the guy that owns the festival and the record label that puts on
crazy.
The festival.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's wild. And he's really nice, and his sweet dad's guy. Always up on stage. But what did he tell us?
Told us there's no way they're ever going back to the college.
Yeah. Really?
Because
the college actually cares how many people you have there.
Huh.
Valid.
The fairgrounds don't, so the fairgrounds. It can be a sweaty...
Fairgrounds will never be the same.
Mess.
It's true.
It's okay. Yeah. We can dream.
We can.
Yeah, we can.
And we can also listen to Ohio by Camp right now.
Mm. No, when I grow up, gonna move back to the place I left. Rolling the dice on the weekend, conversation the company kept. Smoking cigarettes on the school with my best friends. Never will forget. Taking out with me till the end. Football and tall trees, the autumn never ends. Summer loving. In Ohio, treat me well. In Ohio. Some things you can't forget, like your first kiss. Under the bleachers in the seventh grade, damn you missed. All these memories, shooting shivers down my spine. Make them into melodies, play me yours and I'll play mine. Ohio.
the questions I keep asking you. Look at me like I'm a fool, wasting my mind on you, wasting.
They tug and cling. I lay listening. I could touch my past, feel the heavy air, hear the branches scratch. I lay looking back. I remember when I used to drive right over. I remember when you used to pull me closer. I was traded for a cigarette in a bed you shared with an older friend. I remember all the years I yearned for closure. I'm still trying. I knew why I barely call, why I'm short with you. I shut my eyes and kid you grew. So I've learned with time all the bonds you build, either live or die. And I've come to carve away my pride. Cause I remember when you used to call me brother. I remember climb on my shoulders. We were letting the sun to dry, had a heart to heart from time to time. I remember all the grief we gave our mother.
was I'm Still Trying by Matthew Fowler. Before that, you heard Wasting My Mind by the Wood Brothers and Ohio by Camp. It's a good selection.
We're doing a an Ohio theme tonight, really. I mean,
two Ohio songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have no connection to Ohio either.
We really don't. I feel like people write about Ohio. It could just be me, but I know like a lot of songs about Ohio. Houndmouth has a song called Ohio, actually.
Really?
Yeah, they do. It's a good song.
We'll just do an Ohio hour.
That would be iconic. Is that just like everyone's trying to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, do you think?
Is that where it is?
Yeah. Well, Columbia? Yeah. Columbus?
What else is in Ohio?
Yeah, Columbus.
Ohio.
I have a friend from Ohio.
Nothing.
Shout out
Ohio.
Shout out to Ohio. Yeah, it's a good place. Have you guys ever been to Ohio?
No.
I just recently learned where Ohio is.
Really?
Is it the hat?
No, I want to know where you think it is.
Ohio.
It's the head?
It's closer to us.
Ohio has this weird identity because they're not quite, they're not the Northeast.
It's after all the I's, the three I's.
They're not the Midwest.
But they're not the Midwest, right. So they have this like weird in between because they're not really officially considered to be part of the Midwest from what I hear. But they're definitely not the Northeast. So like, Ohio's just kind of doing its own thing.
What it is, I guess.
It is, yeah. It is what it is. Yeah. But they just vibe.
That's cool. Yeah. Well,
shout out Ohio.
Shout out Ohio. That's one of the lessons of tonight.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a turn.
Oh.
Two wonderful songs, one of which ended. This was a headliner of Green River Fest. Hmm. It was a surprising choice because they were not. They're not the genre of the usual Green River bands, to put it lightly, I guess. Because we've been listening to, like, you know, the classic Green River, you know, like, chill white dudes with guitars. You know.
Quite literally.
Classic. I think this music just speaks for itself.
Yeah. Very much so.
All right. Go-Go Bordello.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So yeah, start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing. Since you were a 20, I was 20, and thought that some years from now, a purple little lady will be perfect for dirty old and useless clown. So yeah, start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. Hold your sanity. From Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Passepartout. И я клянусь, обоссав два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка пошла от звука к одному. Start wearing purple. You start wearing purple. Why don't you start wearing purple? Start wearing purple for me now.
memory.
That was Start Wearing Purple by Gogo Bordello. Huh? A good way to round it out. Get some energy back.
Yeah, for those of you who are snoozing.
Yeah.
I like to think that, like, half the listeners just, like, fell asleep. And that we woke them up with that laugh. They're like,
Or, yeah, they wake up in, like, a confused daze. And like, what is going on? Like, what am I listening to?
Or even better, if they're still asleep, but it's just subliminally in their minds.
We're helping
tomorrow they're going to wake up and wear purple.
They're all going to
wear crazy
dreams. Yeah.
Or, like, 30 years from now, that song's going to start playing in the club, and they're going to know all the lyrics for some reason. They're like, why do I know this?
Or they all just, like, next time they hear it, they just fall asleep.
Oh, it's like it's mental association or whatever. Right. It's like what it was. Some dude like created an association. Like every time he sneezed, like someone wanted to like eat Chinese food or something.
Interesting. It's
kinda cool. I saw a tweet today that was like, "Do you think that every time that Pavlov heard a bell, he thought about feeding his dog?" Huh. And I've been thinking about that ever since.
Huh. That's crazy.
I know.
Meta.
It's wild.
Well, we're getting to the end of our hour. We're getting to the end of our time together. We're gonna drive back to Boston tonight, drop them off, and then go back to Cambridge. Thea and I are sisters. If we didn't say that,
dude, we are.
Maybe you could tell by our voices. I'm actually curious. Do you think they're similar?
I do. I think they are. Yeah. Not like. Like I could easily tell you apart, but they're definitely similar.
I think the way that we talk is similar. I don't know if our voices are the same though.
Yeah.
You could easily tell who is talking. Like I wouldn't mix you guys up, but like I can see how they're similar.
Yeah.
I can hear it. Yeah. I think that the true way to sell this though is with a live poll.
In the DJ chat.
I think people should also tweet at us.
Yeah.
Tweet your answer. Same voice, different voice.
Do you and Ezra sound the same?
Thank you for Divine Being, for tuning in using the DJ chat. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I love that.
And we're glad we could play some Kemp.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think this is it for the night. This is it until New Year's, right?
Yeah, it's not so far. It's like about a month.
Pretty close.
Soon. Yeah. It's pretty soon.
I know. Right? This is the season.
It's the nice thing about coming back for Thanksgiving is like you're going to be back in like 3 weeks anyways for Christmas. Yeah. So it's not bad. So
it's a sneak peek of the real break.
Yep.
Right, exactly.
Very exciting. Yeah. Very exciting. Yeah. All right, maybe we'll get back on the show. Who knows?
Maybe.
We'll see. All right. Our last song is someone else introduce it.
Thea, go for
it. We all know this song.
Got that.
Arguably one of the best performances at Green River this year. Mm. Also one of the best performances that I actually remember listening to before I was into the music.
Oh. Really quick. Okay, who's the first person you remember seeing? You weren't told about it, but you remember.
Michael Franti.
Okay. 100%. You? Rapid fire.
It was the same night as Michael Franti, but I remember some of the people before him. I think Sharon Jones was before him that
Remember that.
Yeah. Alright, my first conscious one was this artist. Fee?
Really?
I'd say Rubble Bucket or Ryan Montbleu.
Oh, true. Rubble
Bucket.
Crazy
dance. Rubble Bucket. Crazy dancing at Ryan Montbleu with Amalia.
Yeah. I think that.
Shout out Amalia.
Shout out Amalia. We miss you. Yeah. Bill and Tanya, too.
Yeah.
Love y'all.
Yeah.
All right. This musician. I remember. It went in my head when I heard it.
Well, we also. Sorry. Quick backstory. They also performed at the Heart of Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. They have giant beards. Parsons Field.
Wonderful band. And a wonderful song to end their album, Poor Old Shine, Tear Down the Stage. Good night, and I'll see you. Tune in Sunday at 11 a.m. for another show by me. I might be playing vinyl. Ooh, stay tuned.
I love it.
All right, good night.
Good night. Right there. Above, above, above. One, two, above.